We're looking back on a good year for job creation. As you know, in the height of the recession, 10,000 people were added to the live register here in Donegal. In the last 2 years, we've seen over 2,000 reductions. So we're on the right track. IDA created in the last couple of years 500 additional jobs. It's very clear that we have Donegal is a strong enterprising area. Looking at the border region as a whole, in the last 12 months, there's been 14,000 additional jobs. Again, that's in contrast to a massive meltdown of 30,000 job losses in the past. So, enterprise in the border regions and in Donegal in particular is strong, but we always want to build on that. And the purpose of today's meeting was to hear from people who are in business, what sort of changes could be made to improve the environment. And that's what this meeting has been about.
Now, you just said there that the IDA has brought 500 jobs here to Donegal. A number of government deputies have come on our radio station in the past. They dispute that. They have said that the IDA has actually failed the Northwest. The IDA has actually failed Donegal.
I don't think that is accurate. The figures speak for themselves. There is 500 additional people at work in IDA companies today than there were 3 years ago. Those are real employment in very strong sectors. IDA has been successful, but I am conscious IDA is only 4% of employment in this region. 96% of people are employed in companies that are in Irish-owned businesses, and we want to make sure that they get a fair opportunity to grow like the IDA companies are growing. So a lot of our attention is on traditional sectors, tourism, food, areas where there's traditional strength, and we need to build those areas of enterprise as well. So many of the people who are here were from those sectors, and we need to make sure that the environment is good for them to grow and that they can take up some of the incentives that we've now created for employment expansion.
If you walk up the main street here in Letterkenny today, you'll see a lot of empty premises. Town centres are struggling. What is the government doing to help town centres? What is the government doing to help small businesses?
Well, we are on a journey. I mean, there's no doubt that the collapse of this economy, which, resulted from a construction sector that grew too big and the property bubble, that is a difficult job. And I know that looking at the figures for Donegal, over 5,000 jobs were lost in construction in Donegal alone in the crash. And that has a huge impact on the economy. So our strategy is to build in sustainable sectors, and that's why IDA is important, but so also is food and tourism, and we need to build those sectors. And what's encouraging is if you look at the last 12 months, food has had a really strong year, and many thousand jobs have been added in the food sector and in tourism. These are strong sectors. This year we're focusing in on manufacturing, we're looking at business startup, and I think as there's signs of recovery in our economy, this is a good time to look at people who might start new businesses in sectors. And we put a big focus this year on startup and how we get startup. We have the new local enterprise office in Donegal that will give at one point access to the whole range of state services, whether it be tax breaks or incentives or seed capital or training or mentoring. They're all now available from one location in the Donegal local enterprise office, and I think that's another excellent facility to have for business startup.
The new science park at LAIT, going to be 60 new jobs created there. Is this just the beginning?
Well, this is, a really exciting project. I mean, we know that technology is driving a lot of the change and growth, and here we have a science park which is part of a cross-border network. If we can build on the talent that's in Letterkenny and in the border regions, create an area where new companies, new ideas can incubate. That is what drives job growth. Two-thirds of all job growth in any economy is from startup companies. And you have to create the infrastructure that will support those startups.